Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know, life these days can feel like a constant race against the clock, right? We're always plugged in, bombarded with notifications, chasing deadlines, and striving for that next achievement. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to not just surviving, but truly thriving in this chaos? It's called play. Yeah, you heard me right. Play isn't just for kids, it's essential for our mental and emotional well-being as adults too. Think about it. When was the last time you did something purely for fun, with no pressure or expectation attached? Remember that feeling of pure joy, that carefree abandon? That's the power of play, folks, and we're diving deep into it today. So strap in, because we're about to unlock 5 key takeaways that will help you prioritize play and inject some much-needed fun back into your life. Firstly, understand this. Play isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Just like sleep or exercise, it recharges your batteries, boosts creativity, and sharpens your mind. Ever feel stuck in a rut? A little playful exploration can often lead to breakthroughs and new perspectives. Remember those ah-ha-ha moments you had as a kid when building a fort or playing pretend? Those sparks of imagination are still there, waiting to be ignited. Secondly, ditch the guilt. I know, society often tells us that playing is frivolous or unproductive. But guess what? Our brains need downtime, just like our bodies do. When you prioritize play, you're actually investing in your long-term well-being and productivity. Think of it as preventative maintenance for your mind, keeping it running smoothly and preventing burnout. Thirdly, get curious. Remember the joy of discovering something new? Well, playtime is all about exploration and experimentation. Try that hobby you've always wanted to pick up, learn a new skill, or simply wander around your city with fresh eyes. The point is to engage your senses and rediscover the simple pleasure of learning and exploring. Fourthly, connect with others. Play often involves social interaction, which strengthens bonds and builds community. Whether it's joining a sports team, attending a concert with friends, or simply having a game night at home, remember that laughter and shared experiences are some of life's greatest joys. Finally, make time for it. Life is busy, I get it. But if you truly want to prioritize play, you need to schedule it into your week, just like any other important appointment. Even small pockets of time can be transformative. Take a walk in nature, read a comic book, or just doodle for 15 minutes. Anything that allows you to unplug and recharge. Think about a time when you were completely absorbed in something fun. Remember how easily the time flew by? That feeling is priceless. Imagine being able to tap into that joy more often, not just occasionally. Think about that first day at a new amusement park as a kid, pure excitement, anticipation, and laughter. Now think about how rare it feels to have those moments of unadulterated joy in your adult life. Well, guess what? You can create them. You know that feeling when you're so engrossed in a good book that the world around you fades away? Or maybe you remember the pure bliss of building a sandcastle at the beach as a kid. Those moments of playful immersion are gold. But they become increasingly rare as we get caught up in the hustle and bustle of daily life. I want you to picture this. It's a Friday afternoon, and instead of rushing home to tackle your overflowing inbox, you decide to take an unexpected detour to that quirky board game cafe you've been meaning to try. You spend the next few hours laughing with friends, strategizing over dice rolls, and rediscovering the simple joy of playful competition. You leave feeling energized, refreshed, and ready to face the weekend with a renewed sense of purpose. That's the power of prioritizing play, folks. It's not about escaping reality, it's about enriching it. By making time for fun and laughter, We create space for creativity, connection, and a deeper sense of well-being. So remember, don't be afraid to tap out of the daily grind and embrace the power of play. Schedule those spontaneous adventures, pick up that forgotten hobby, or simply spend some quality time with loved ones doing something you genuinely enjoy. And hey, if you give it a try, let me know how it goes. Share your playful triumphs on social media using ATAP Oat of Overstimulation. I can't wait to hear about all the fun you're having. Until next time, keep playing and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.